Welcome to Positive Vibes Only with Melrose K. How y'all doing? So, let's get into some things, okay? Well, I'll introduce myself. I am a singer-songwriter that resides in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm new to this, so just give me a little time, you know. There's going to be some mistakes. I'm going to say some stuff that don't make sense, but bear with me, okay? So, I am trying to get into the podcast game. I always thought about, girl, nobody want to hear what you got to say. They just want to hear you sing, okay? But one of my really, really good friends told me, she was like, girl, every time I see you, you're always positive and you're always trying to make the best of everything. You should start a podcast. And I was like, who gonna listen to me? So hopefully somebody listens. Well, let's start off by saying how amazing it is to be alive. Now, there's some people that might disagree, might be a struggle. They might be going through some things, but that's okay. It's still amazing to be alive. It's amazing to be able to get up in the morning and say, okay, let's start my day. Let's get some things done. You gotta love life. If you don't love it, you know, what's the point? I'm all about positive vibes, not just because it's the name of my podcast. I truly believe that in order to get to peace in your life, you have to overcome things. Because what is life without struggle? For a person to be grateful, they have to not have something first. For a person to be humble, they have to go through things. They have to say, you know what? I made it out of that situation. Not only did I make it out alive, I made it out with minimal damage, you know? A big thing for me is I've gone through a lot in life. Not anything, you know, worse or better than the other person, but I know what it means to say I'm thankful for what I have and I'm grateful for how I got here. And getting to a place where you can truly say that, whew, let me tell you, it's a lot of work. You have to find the positive, the lightheartedness, the happiness in everything that you do. If you don't, you're going to be around negative vibes and negative people. You don't want that your whole life. You know, we've all heard the term misery loves company. But what about happiness? Does happiness love company? Does happiness want you around most of the time? Yes, the answer is yes. A person that's happy wants to be around happy people. And for you to find happiness, you have to look within yourself. You can't look for, you know, a car to give it to you, a house to give it to you, because you can be in a big old mansion, the biggest one on your street, and still be unhappy. You have to look within yourself and say, do I truly wake up every morning and say, okay, let's start this day. Let's do what I gotta do. So after you love life, you get up every morning, and not saying that you gotta be happy every second of the day. That's unrealistic. Getting back to normal, incorporate that happiness into normalcy. And what I mean by that is look at it as if it is your goal every day, no matter what happens. What happens at work? What happens when you're driving to work? Because y'all know, if you never lived in Atlanta or visit here, let me tell y'all, the traffic is horrible. Everywhere you go, you going down the street to get some ice cream, you trying to go to your son's soccer game, it's traffic everywhere, okay? So you're getting up in the morning, you're getting back to normalcy, and you're trying to find that balance. Coworker stressing you out. You got somebody in front of you that just cut you off. You know, just let it go. And I'm not saying be a doormat. Just let it go. Get to that place of normalcy where you're like, okay, I want to feel good about myself, good about what I'm doing, and just have a overall positive look on life. Don't let the little things bother you. You can't, because when you do, it festers. It makes it worse. We all heard, if you sweep everything up under the rug, sooner or later it comes back out. And that's true, guys. That's very true. You can't make every anthill out of a molehill. You can't do that. Maybe I said that one wrong. I don't know. But y'all know what I mean. Having a normal everyday life is okay. You don't have to turn up and get upset every time something little happens. You know, that's just how the world works. Yes, there's some people who can't handle it. You know, they'll be okay. But for the people that's out there that's trying to make a change in their life, that's trying to be better, that's trying to make sure that no matter what, they gonna go out here and get this money and come back home, okay? That's what it's all about. Life is about having fun, having good times, and being happy. No one ever says you have to be angry all the time and you have to be upset at the world. And another thing for loving life, in addition to having a loving life, you have to have a laid day. And I know y'all are like, Melrose, what the heck is a laid day? Well, guys, I took out the Z, because a lazy day just means you ain't laying around, you ain't doing nothing. It ain't about nothing. No, we don't want that. A lay day is you lay in bed and you watch your favorite TV shows. You can catch up on something. Start a new show. Binge watch it. Run your errands if you have to. You know, come back. Watch your shows. Cook a little something. Watch your shows. Personally, I like my lay day to be watching a show that I haven't watched in a while. Probably something I started in the beginning of the fall season, haven't got around to it, you know, been working like crazy, trying to get, you know, this thing off the ground. But, and then I have me some sour gummy bears. I love sour gummy bears. But it's about just chilling. Any stressors you had during the week, let it go. You'll pick them back up on Monday. Now, with a lay day, it's better to have on your day off. Don't call out of work. We don't want nobody missing no checks now. But that lay day is for you to truly die stress. Like, you're going to basically just be like, woosah. Okay, you are going to watch your shows, laugh a little bit, cry a little bit. You know, if you went to the dramas. And eat your candy, your chips, your Oreos, whatever you got. Just let the day go by. Just chill. You're having a great time. You don't got to answer the phone. You don't got to answer no text messages. Definitely no work stuff, okay? A lay day is not for work. This is for you. Anybody listening to this, this is for you to truly, truly have a day to yourself. Now, of course, we got some people out here that have kids. That is cool. Your kids can have the lay day with you as well. But it's all about positive vibes. Making sure that you take time out for yourself. Because loving life, you can't love somebody else's life and then hate yours. You have to love yours first, you know? So with that being said, we have a couple special guests coming up on a podcast in the next couple of weeks. One of them is my really good friend. She's probably going to call in, or we might meet somewhere. And I'm going to get her take on this loving life and what she does and how she deals with stress, because we want to make sure everybody knows, you know, how to be their best self. Like, you can buy all the self-help books, watch all the videos, listen to all the tapes, but if you are not truly happy with yourself and ready for that positive start, it's never going to happen. And I don't like to say it's never going to happen, but you got to be willing to put in the work. Guys, when I tell you, it takes a lot, because sometimes even the littlest things can make you upset, but you don't want to just fester in it, you know? And the best thing you can do is be yourself. Always, always, always be yourself. Don't try to be someone else. It's never going to work. You were put on this earth. You were brought into this world to be all you can be. And that is what makes every single person on this planet, every single individual, perfect in their own right. That was my first episode, guys. It's definitely gonna be a little bit longer next time, but I just wanted to get everybody a teaser. So stay tuned for the second episode of Positive Vibes Only with Melrose K. Bye.